Today we're going to build a jungle kick that hits with real weight, but still has that crisp front edge and dusty mid-range character that makes it feel like it belongs in a proper break-heavy DNB tune. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 workflow, and the big idea is simple. Don't rely on one kick sample to do everything. Instead, we're going to shape a source kick, resample it, split it into layers, and then recombine those layers into something tighter, grittier, and way more mix-ready. So if your kicks have been feeling too clean, too soft, too long, or just a little too polite for jungle, this is your fix. Start by choosing a kick sample that already has a decent attitude. You want something with a solid low-end thump, a clear transient, and not a huge tail. In jungle and drum and bass, kicks usually need to get in, say what they need to say, and get out of the way fast enough for the breaks and bass to keep moving. Drop that kick onto an audio track and build a simple pattern. Keep it dry for now and just listen. Ask yourself, does it have enough body? Does the attack speak clearly? Is the tail too soft or too muddy? If the kick is a bit clicky, that's not a problem. We can always add body later. If it's already too soft, pick a tighter source. Now build a kick shaping chain using stock Ableton devices. On the track, insert EQ8 first, then saturator, then drum bus, then utility. With EQ8, we're only cleaning up what needs cleaning. You might high pass gently around 20 to 30 Hz if there's useless rumble. If the kick feels boxy, try a small dip somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the top end is too pokey, a subtle reduction around 4 to 6 kHz can help. The key here is not to over-EQ and sterilize the sound. We want character intact. Next, use saturator to add density. A few dB of drive, soft clip-on, and then trim the output so the level stays controlled. This is where the kick starts to feel a little more forward without just getting louder. Then bring in drum bus for punch and thickness. A modest amount of drive, a little crunch if needed, and be careful with boom. In jungle, too much boom can turn your kick into a long sub-note, and that usually fights the bass line. We want weight, not a giant tail. If the transient needs a little extra bite, you can nudge the transient's control up slightly. Finish that chain with utility and keep the kick centered. Full mono is your friend here. Jungle drums need to be rock solid in the middle, especially once the bass comes in. Now for the fun part. We're going to resample the processed kick. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, arm it, and record a few bars of the kick pattern. This move is important because resampling lets you commit to the sound you're hearing. It bakes in the saturation, the clipping behavior, the punch, and the overall vibe. And in sample-based music, that commitment often gets you closer to the finished result much faster. Once you've recorded it, consolidate the clip so you have a clean, editable audio file. Now you've got your kick printed and ready to be split into character layers. First, we'll extract a transient layer. Duplicate the resampled kick and process the duplicate as a top-end attack layer. Put EQ8 on it and high pass aggressively, somewhere around 1.5 to 3 kHz. That leaves mostly click, snap, and attack information. If needed, give that range a tiny boost around 3 to 6 kHz. You can add a little saturator or redux for grit, but keep it subtle. The goal here is not to make a separate click effect. The goal is to give the kick more definition so it cuts through the mix without sounding obviously layered. If you hear a distinct extra click instead of one unified hit, lower it. At low monitoring volume, this layer should still help the kick read. If you can only hear it when the volume is loud, it's probably too hidden or too mid-heavy. A nice extra trick here is to offset the transient layer by just a few milliseconds if the kick feels stiff. Tiny timing changes can make the groove feel more human and less robotic. Now duplicate the resampled kick again and build a dusty mid layer. This is where the sound gets that sampled, worn, slightly haunted jungle attitude. On this layer, use EQ8 to high pass around 120 to 180 Hz and low pass somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. That keeps the low end and super top end out, so you're left with a gritty middle where texture lives. Then add redux carefully, just enough to introduce some grain. Follow that with saturator, again using soft clip if needed. If you want the layer to feel older or narrower, drop an auto filter with a low pass or band pass shape and keep the cutoff fairly restrained. If the layer feels too spiky, a light glue compressor can smooth it out. This mid layer should feel like dusty vinyl air, worn sampler body, and a little bit of old school texture. It should support the kick, not replace it. If it starts sounding loud and obvious, pull it back. At this point, you should have three ideas working together. One source of low-end body, one transient layer for attack, and one dusty mid layer for character. Route them all to a kick bus or group track. On that group, Use EQ8 to clean up any leftover sub-rumble below about 25 Hz. If it feels muddy, make a gentle cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If the kick needs a little more presence, a small boost around 3 to 5 kHz can help, but be careful not to turn it into a harsh click fist. Then add glue compressor for cohesion. A medium attack, auto release, and just a little gain reduction is usually enough. You're not trying to squash the life out of it. You're trying to make the layers feel like one unified kick. You can finish the bus with a touch of saturator or drum bus for glue and utility to keep everything centered in mono. Now bring the kick into the full drum and bass context. This part matters a lot. A kick that sounds huge solo can still fail once the breakbeat and bassline come in. So check it with hats, breaks, and bass all playing together. If the bass is heavy, leave space for the kick. In many jungle and DNB tracks, that means the bass and kick trade room rhythmically instead of constantly competing for the same pocket. If needed, use sidechain compression on the bass from the kick, but keep it musical. You want space, not exaggerated pumping unless that's the style you're going for. Also, compare your kick against a reference loop. Keep the reference level matched, because you're listening for attitude, balance, and impact, not just volume. And always test at low monitoring volume too. If the transient still reads quietly, that's a sign the attack layer is working. If the kick disappears when you turn down the volume, it may not be defined enough yet. Once the layers feel right, resample the full kick bus to another audio track. This gives you the freedom to edit the final kick like a sample. You can trim tails, clean up clicks, shift the start point by a tiny amount, and make alternate versions for different parts of the track. That's a really strong DNB workflow move, because it gives you a few kick moods from the same source. For example, make one cleaner and punchier version for dense drop sections, one dirtier and more mid-forward version for breakdowns or tension moments, and one short, tight version for busy fills. This is where the arrangement starts to feel alive. Instead of using one static kick the whole time, you can swap in a tighter or grittier variant when the energy changes. A cleaner kick in the intro, a dustier one in the build-up, the full layered version in the drop, and a shortened version before transition can make the drum section feel way more intentional. A few pro tips to keep in mind. Don't give every layer sub, because that turns the kick cloudy fast. Keep only one layer responsible for real low-end weight. Use saturation strategically and resample in stages so you don't flatten the punch too early. Keep everything mono-compatible. And don't forget to check the kick against the breakbeat, because jungle drums live or die in context. If you want an extra dirty option, make a parallel dirt layer with something like saturator, redux, or erosion, then filter it and blend it in very quietly. You should miss it when it's muted, but not really hear it as a separate effect. So the core process is this. Start with a kick that already has a good attitude, shape it with stock devices, resample it, split it into transient, body, and dusty mid layers, blend those layers on a bus, and then resample again if you want more editing freedom. That's how you get a kick that feels heavy, crisp, and gritty in a way that works for jungle and rolling drum and bass. It's controlled, but still dirty. It punches, but it doesn't sound sterile. And most importantly, it leaves room for the break and bass to do their thing. If you want, I can turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a more energetic presenter-style read, or a second lesson script on resampling snares in the same style.